Okay, so on Tisha B'Av night and day, we have kinot. The kinot were compiled many, many years ago. Some of them were compiled by Rabbi Eliezer HaKaliri. The rabbis, about 800 years ago, had a dispute about who Rabbi Eliezer HaKaliri was. A machlokas, Rashba, Rosh, theory argument, which has slight halachic ramifications, because things that were compiled by Tanaim, by rabbis of the Mishnah period, the end of the second period, have tremendous halachic weight. We say them even though we might have issues with them halachically. And if you forget them, they have such halachic weight that sometimes you have to repeat the whole Shmona Esrei. Things that were compiled by Tanaim, things that were compiled by later generations, so they don't have such halachic weight. And so there was this big discussion, who is this Rabbi Eliezer? And being that his compositions are so holy, there was even an opinion that said, and this was a bona fide opinion, that said, this is Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Eliezer the Kaliri was that holy, holy Tana. Later on it was disproved, and it became accepted that Rabbi Eliezer the Kaliri was actually a big sage in the period about 300 years before Rashi, in the Gaonic period, a little after the Gaonic period, a very big sage who really wrote holy works. And he is the prime compiler. We have other compilers. We have part of Kinos were compiled by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Tziona lo tishali li shlom asirai. You guys know the song? That's going to be in the Kinos of Tisha B'Av. Ani Kinor, Yerushalayim shel Zahav. Yeah, Ani Kinor, that's also from Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Of Kinot of Tisha B'Av, they're beautiful, beautiful lines in the Kinot, but it's very intricate, and so we will start going through it. And there are certain themes that will permeate all of the Kinot. Different ones will stress different themes, but we will try to pick up on those themes and the central stories, and the rest is up to you. I highly recommend you take the time. You have a Shabbos to prepare, get yourself a Hebrew-English kinot and prepare, and come prepared. You do not have to keep up with everyone in shul. It's better to say less kinot and understand what you're doing than to fly through it and you barely get the words right and you certainly have no concept of what you're doing. This isn't a game. This isn't like, let me say all the words. No, let's understand. The kinot are supposed to move us. They're supposed to impress upon us what happened. So let's begin.